This is our concert of prayer for the month of April.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, this is our concert prayer for the month of April, and I don't think I need to remind you that our nation desperately needs prayer. Folks, we need prayer. And we, the people of God, we, the children of God, who have access to the throne of God, we have to stand in the hedge, make up the gap, and intercede on behalf of the nation and the kingdom of God. So in our first item, we're going to pray, asking God to bring as many as are of the elect out of the false systems of religion and into the kingdom of God. You got that? We're going to pray, asking God to bring as many as are of the elect out of the false systems of religion and into the kingdom of God. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we come asking you for your mercy and your grace. We ask you firstly for an extension of your mercy and your grace on this nation and in the nations of the world. Because, Father, we understand that so many who claim the name of Christ are not walking with Christ. They're not walking with Christ. They're not salt. They're not light. They're not the example they should be to a lost and dying world. So, Father, first we come before you confessing as sin the sins of the church, the bride of Christ, who in many respects is being unfaithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. We confess that as sin. And, Father, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus, asking you to bring as many as are of the elect out of the false systems of religion and into the kingdom of God. Father, we understand that so many are deceived and they don't understand that they're in false systems of religion. The Word of God is not being taught line upon line. They're not being told they have to be born again into the family of God, into the kingdom of God. They're not being made aware of the fact that Satan, as an adversary, goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, Father God, we need a move of God. Father, we need a move of God in the nation. And there are so many who are involved in church who are not in the body of Christ, Father. They're really not involved in church, Father. They're involved in systems of religion. Religious systems, Lord. Religious systems they're involved in. But they don't know Christ as their Savior. And yet, Father, many of them are of the elect. They just don't yet know that they are of the elect. Many of them are those that you knew before the foundation of the world that, given the opportunity to do so, would be willing to receive Christ as their Savior. And many have been deceived in a system of religion, thinking that their participation in that system of religion will make them right with you. So, Father God, we're asking you, Father God, to bring as many as are of the elect out of the false systems of religion and into the kingdom of God. Father, we don't want them to go out of life. We don't want them to go into darkness, into a kingdom of darkness, out of a kingdom of darkness, into hell. So we're asking you to bring the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, illumine their hearts, their minds, and bring them into a saving knowledge of yourself. And Father, if you'll do that, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, our second item. We're going to pray asking God to bring about change in the leadership of the nations that will benefit the kingdom of God. Understand why we're praying. We're going to pray asking God to bring about change in the leadership of the nations, every nation, every single solitary nation. We're going to pray asking God to bring about change in the leadership of the nations that will benefit the kingdom of God. So let's pray that right now. Our Father and our God, Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Father, you are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You have all power. You control the nations of the world. But Father, I believe that you do that in accordance with the wishes and the expressed desires of your people. So we come before your throne right now, Father God, asking you to bring about change in the leadership of the nations of the world that will benefit the kingdom of God. Father, we have agents of Satan filling slots of leadership in nations around the world. And Father, they are pursuing the satanic agenda, and they're looking for control. And Father, their ultimate desire, as you know, because you tell us in your word, their ultimate desire is one world order. They want a one world order through which and in which they can bring the people of God under oppression and they can under persecution. But Father, we're asking you. We're asking you, because Father God, you raise one up and you put another down. You have all power. You're omnipotent. You're all powerful. So we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to bring about change in the leadership of the nations that will benefit the kingdom of God. And Father, you know which individuals you can most use to best benefit the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. We want to see the kingdom of God, at least for a season, Father, for a season here. Give us an advancement of the kingdom of God. Father, do what is necessary to restrict and hinder the development of the one world order and the satanic control over the nations of the world. So, Father, we're asking you to bring about change in the leadership of the nations that will benefit the kingdom of God. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. All right, our next item. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the religious darkness and deception in the nations of the world and advance the kingdom of God. You got it? We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the religious darkness and the religious deception in the nations of the world and advance the kingdom of God. Because, folks, there are false systems of religion, not only in this nation, but in every nation of the world. And yet, in that multitude, in that population, God has an elect. And he knows who they are. He knows who's been deceived. So what we're going to do, we're going to pray, asking God to penetrate the religious darkness and deception in the nations of the world and advance the kingdom of God. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in this nation. And Father, we're asking you to penetrate the religious darkness and deception in the nations of the world and advance the kingdom of God. Father, there's so much deception. There's so much deception in the religious activity in the nations of the world. And Father, as you well know, there's so much false doctrine. And Father, we see the satanic attempt to establish the satanic systems of religion. We know he wants a one-world church. He wants a one-world order. But we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you, our Father and our God, to penetrate the religious darkness and deception in the nations of the world and advance the kingdom of God. There is so much false presentation, so much false doctrine. And Father, some have been deceived from their youth forward. From their youth forward, they have been deceived. But we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world. Father God, advancing the kingdom of God and doing damage to the kingdom of darkness. And Father, invading the kingdom of darkness with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring hundreds of thousands of souls out of religious darkness into the life of Christ, into the kingdom of God. Father, bring them divine light. So we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate the religious darkness, the deception, the religious darkness and the religious deception in the nations of the world, and in doing that, advance the kingdom of God. Father, so many are in the kingdom of darkness that do not yet understand they are of the elect. They are one of those that you have known from eternity past would reach a point in time when they would believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So we're asking you, Father God, to penetrate the religious darkness and deception in the world and advance the kingdom of God and bring those out of that darkness and deception who you know will one day become a child of God. And this we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. All right, our next item. We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the church. In the church, purifying the church and restoring godly values to the church. Folks, there's been such a declension. There's been such a declension. And not all who are in the religious community are in the church. You have systems of religion that are in no way connected with the bride of Christ, the church, the body of Christ on earth today. So we're going to pray, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the church, the blood-bought, blood-washed bride of Christ, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the church, purifying the church and restoring godly values to the church. There's been so much compromise and concessions made to Satan. So we're going to pray that right now. Pray, asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit in the church, purifying the church, and restoring godly values to the church. Let's pray that right now. holy and righteous Heavenly Father. Father, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God and the bride of Christ on earth today. And Father, we come at this point in our consular prayer asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the church, purifying the church and restoring godly values to the church. Father, we understand from the Word of God that the church is the bride of Christ on earth today. It is the body of Christ on earth today. It is through the church that you manifest yourself and represent yourself. So, Father, we come before your throne asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the church, the bride of Christ. Not all religious systems are a part of the bride of Christ. We understand that. We understand that Satan has counterfeit systems of religion. We realize, Father God, there are multitudes in the valley of decision trying to make the correct decision. But, oh, Father God, we're asking for a move of your Holy Spirit in the church, in that which represents the body of Christ on earth today. And we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit purifying the church. Father God, she's lost so much of her godly values. So we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ for a move of your Holy Spirit in the church, burning out the dross, purifying the church, and restoring godly values to the church. Oh, Father God, we need a move of your Holy Spirit in the church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ on earth today. And we're asking you for it. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, purifying the church and restoring godly values to the church. And we thank you for allowing us to do so. Thank you, Father. All right, our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, strengthening that which is weak, and restore that which is fallen in advancing the kingdom of God. Folks, in recent years, the church has been under an attack unlike anything I have seen in my lifetime. And you have to understand the church is under an attack. So we're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, strengthening that which is weak, and restore that which is fallen, and in doing that, to advance the kingdom of God on earth today. Now listen to me carefully. Listen to what we're praying. We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, strengthening that which has been weakened, restore that which has fallen, and advance the kingdom of God. Let's take that before the throne of God right now. Oh, righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the Bride of Christ, the Church, and the Kingdom of God on earth today, the Church. And Father, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. Strengthen that which has been weakened. Restore that which has fallen. And in doing that, Father God, advance the Kingdom of God on earth today. Father, the enemy has come against the Church in every area. And the enemy has used every system, has used governmental systems, has attacked religious systems, has attacked the Church itself. And Father, there are those in systems of religion who have not yet been born again, who are not a part of the body of Christ, who are not a member of the Church. But Father God, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, strengthening that part of the body of Christ which is weak, that part of the body of Christ which needs restoration, because, Father, some have stumbled. Some have fallen in these days. And so we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, strengthening that which has been weakened and restoring that which has fallen. Father, we have those who have truly been born again, but are no longer involved in the body of Christ. Father God, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, illumining, enlightening, convicting, convincing, and restoring those. So, Father, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, strengthening that which is weak, restoring that which is fallen, and in doing that, advance the Kingdom of God on earth today, and we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, now we come to that time in our counselor prayer where we pray for you. We pray for your concerns, your burdens, your problems. We pray for your body. We pray for your family. We pray for your marriage. So what I want you to do for the next few minutes until I come back and start praying with you, I want you to lay your need before the Lord. I want you to lay your physical need, your financial need, your marital need, whatever it may be, your business need, whatever your need may be, I want you to take it before the throne of God and tell him what it is. Don't, listen, be honest, be open, be transparent, and be specific. Tell him what you need help with. Tell him what you want him to do. Ask him what you want him to do. And then we're going to come along in a moment, and we're going to have thousands agreeing and asking God in his timing, in his way, to do that which you are requesting him to do. We don't try to tell him what to do, when to do. We just make our request known. And then we stay off his throne and let him work things as he will, when he will. So go before the throne of God right now, expressing your needs. What are your needs? Physically, spiritually, marriage-wise, financially, whatever it may be. Go before the throne of God right now, expressing that need. Then we'll come along in a moment and we'll join you in prayer. All right, we're getting ready to pray for you. Make sure you've got your prayer requests before the throne of God. Be back in just a moment. We'll be praying for you. Our Father and our God, righteous Heavenly Father, Father, you've heard the prayers that have been prayed. And now we have these individuals, Father, bringing their prayers before you. There are needs in the body of Christ. There are those situations and circumstances that only you can address. But, oh, Father God, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to move in the body of Christ involved in this contrite prayer. Father, there are physical needs, there are emotional needs, there are material needs, there are marriage needs, there are family needs. And Father, some of the needs are so such that they are really not comfortable in sharing those needs with others, but they can share them with you. You are our Heavenly Father. Jesus, you care. Father God, you care. So I'm asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus, oh, Father God, listen to their prayer. Listen to their plea, Father God. Listen to that need they have and meet that need. Move in such a supernatural way, in such timing, and in such a way. There can be no doubt whatsoever in their mind that Jehovah God, their Heavenly Father, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, heard that prayer and answered that prayer. And Father God, I speak healing to that sick body. I speak healing to that infirmity. I speak consolation to that marriage. I speak restoration to that relationship. And I'm asking you to be glorified. Advance the kingdom of God and be glorified in what you do and the way you do it. And do it in such a way that only you can get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And this we pray and ask in Christ Jesus' name. This we pray and ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all the God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of our contrite prayer for the month of April. Until we get a chance to do this again, be blessed.